The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Eamon mentioned it in the news there, some breaking news in the last few minutes. Daniel Kinahan has been arrested in Dubai. The Dubliner was arrested on foot of an Irish warrant. Gardaí and police in the UAE confirmed today. And joining me is Paul Williams, crime journalist and author. Paul, what do we know so far?
Well, we know that Daniel Kinahan at the moment has been arrested. There's been a statement issued by the UAE authorities and Garda Síochána confirming that he's been arrested in the past few days. He's in custody. It's on foot of charges which have been issued by the Director of Public Prosecutions here in Dublin. They pertain to basically running an organised crime gang and also are connected to the murder of Eddie Hutch, Jerry the Monk Hutch's brother, as part of the so-called Kinahan-Hutch feud. It is a huge development. It was one that was not unexpected. However, it felt like it was going to go on forever. Now, he will be before the courts. Obviously, he would have to, fight his extradition. It was the last bolt hole in the world for the Kinahans. They were due, we revealed recently in the Irish Independent, they were due some time ago, over a year ago. They were going to leave the Dubai and move to Russia. They had passports, they had visas, the whole family, lock, stock and barrel, all the Kinahans and their kit and kin were about to leave, and they cancelled that at the very last moment. I'd say they'd be regretting that now. But this is like the Sean McGovern being brought back. He's just a muppet, basically, in the hierarchy compared to Daniel. Daniel is at the very apex of this whole international organised criminal cartel. It is a huge victory. Okay, we're speaking early, but it is a huge victory for Garda Síochána, Department of Justice, and the Irish government generally.
And then in terms of timelines, Paul, because you said he's obviously going to challenge this extradition, how long does that process tend to take? And, you know, how quick, if it all goes through and he's unsuccessful in that challenge, you know, when can we expect to see him back in Ireland?
Well, we don't know, is the short answer. One, he will definitely fight it because he has nothing else to lose. Number two, there is slight differences between this case and maybe Sean McGovern's in that a lot of the evidence is circumstantial against him. Now, if he has the friends that we fear he has in Dubai, in power in Dubai, where they paid billions in graft and bribes, we'll see the proof of the pudding in that if the courts over there decide not to extradite him here. But I would say that at this stage is not going to happen. It doesn't matter who he's paid, what he has paid, his connection to the power classes in the United Arab Emirates. I said Daniel Kinahan's, we can say this evening, Daniel Kinahan's days of hiding from justice are ended, at the beginning of the end of his days hiding from justice.
Paul Williams, crime journalist and author, thanks a million for joining us on The Hard Shoulder with that breaking news.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.